Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Clive Lambert, who's director at FutureStex. How are you today, Clive?
Very good, thank you, Zach. Yes.
Right,
things
we've got
are getting interesting.
We think so, yes. We've got a few major markets to look at, starting off with the Dow.
Yeah, the Dow has, as we all know, been nudging that 20,000 mark for the cash index for a good while now, well over a month. And, you know, I think there was a lot of talk that maybe it was a bridge too far and it wouldn't get through there. The Bollinger Bands are the thing that's interested me during this time. They've contracted to levels that where the difference between the top and bottom band is the lowest I think it's been, you know, really ever been seen. And if you read the book on Bollinger Bands, which is called, I've got it somewhere, Bollinger on Bollinger Bands, because the chap who invented them was John Bollinger, this is a sort of, you know, often and pretty much always portends a big move. I don't think that big move is going to come to the downside. I think we're going to bust through 20,000. We're going to go to 20,000, 21,000 probably very quickly. That's what the chart's suggesting. It maybe even there's a suggestion on the chart that this can go at 22,300, which is quite a big call, if you like, but that's what the chart's saying.
So,
and the fact that the bands have got so close together says a big move is coming.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Sounds...
And something that I've been saying to my clients for a long time, you know, throughout this whole period, and even when we were going back to earlier in the middle of last year, equity market tops are not flat. They don't look flat. They're choppy and they're spiky, and they don't look like this. So this isn't a top.
Right, okay, and I agree with you on that. That's a good point, actually. Next up, the FTSE 100 futures, where we've had the FIB retracement.
We have, and a very nice 38.2 down to 70.62 in the futures. That retraced almost exactly 38% of that move that we saw from sort of early December through to a week or two back. It was a little bit too slow. It was a little bit too steady. There were no real pullbacks. It needed a pullback. It's got the pullback now. I like this, and I think the fact that we're trying to retake 71.30, 71.40. Again, I'm looking at the March futures here. The fact that we're retaking those levels after posting a couple of doji candles encourages me to think again that this is heading back to that 7,300 level that we topped out just a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, good news for the FTSE watchers, and onto the Bund, I believe.
Yeah, the Bund, I think, last time I was on, said that, around, you know, like sell around 170, 164-something, and that's what we've seen since. We got down to 160, 180 a couple of days ago, retesting those lows today, and has scoped back to 160, I think. And it was my sell recommendation, I think, last week. And I'd stick with that idea and want to stay short of Bunds. And so there's a general theme sort of coming together here, I think. We're seeing, you know, I don't like the phrase risk on, risk off. It's not one of my favourite things. But what it really, you know, the idea behind that mantra is the idea of money being moved around different asset classes. And in times when people want to be invested in equities because they're looking good and they want to take that bit of extra risk, then you see money taken out of the of things like bonds and gold, let's say, you know. So it's not a big surprise to me that with equities making, you know, the S&P made a new high yesterday, things like that. The DAX is at levels not seen for about a year and a half. The FTSE, as we've just seen, is bouncing off of a FIB level. Equities seem to be the thing at the moment. So we're losing, we're seeing weakness in bonds. And, you know, and the last chart I'm going to look at is gold, which is singing a similar song, really, if you like.
Okay, we all like singing songs.
I'll do the segues for you, hey.
Well, you're doing it all.
Well, it sounds like you've got a bit of a cold, so I'm just trying to, you know.
That's right, yes, a bit of a cold, yes. Man flu it is.
Just leave it to me. Leave it to me, Zach. You just feel sorry for yourself. gold can't get through 1219. It's been an ongoing theme. It's been a level that I'd flagged for a long time. It's Fibonacci again, so 1219, yeah. Big level. We've got there. We've got there three or four times in the last week and can't get through it. There was a short-term uptrend line on that chart. And we're breaking that overnight, really. Now, if we break 11.95, then we'd go back to 11.75 and then maybe even back to 11.25 again on gold. And again, if, you know, this is all ifs, buts, maybes, if we continue to see the strength in equities, weakness in, we should, you know, weakness in bonds and gold, will most likely concur, if you like.
So out of the four situations, what would be your sort of your pick of the, or the trade of the day?
My trade of the day is buying the FTSE, I'd say. I think that's the one that we've seen the pullback, you know, and in an uptrending market, the best place, best time to buy is after, you know, buy the dips, if you like, in a rising market. And I like the fact that 70.60 to 17.90 in the futures is a big area. You know, it's the old high back in October as well, and we've come back to there, we've retraced, like it. So let's buy the FTSE March futures around 71.20 and look for a return to 7,300.
Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Tech, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.